When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
DTM, just like Jake the Snake. Actually, we don't participate, but if you do, then I'ma see you at your way. Don't let the drama fluctuate. I don't wanna, I gotta, we cooking sex. Now where would we be at if we let you do that? We probably be laying on our backs. Talking this and that, you want my, you're playing ya, it was whack. I never would clean myself out like that, but I guess that's where you at. That's where you at.
What I'ma do is like, call out your whole crew, cause your crew likes to bite us. Y'all stick to freestyling, cause y'all ain't no writers trying to be something. And can't play the game, see ya. Sound the same man you claim to be something. You ain't, it won't be without SP.
That's right.
I need to be smacked over hands.
I can't give a fuck about this shit. You all up in my face over some whole shit. Just come out. You
wanna be with my clique. And salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Three Man Weed. Three Man Weave is brought to you by the good folks at ChairShot Radio Network in conjunction with TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. I got way too much going on, and I am way too associated with ChairShot, because I swear to God, Three Man Weave was literally the last name on the tip of my tongue, and I had like 50-11 other things and shows that I was about to say before we got to Three Man Weave. It's actually a miracle that the words Three Man Weave even came out of my vocal box. So yeah, there's that. The plug. Make sure you guys go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. We have something for everybody. We've got hashtag journalism, Jesus Did the Job, my personal fave, Save Tag Team Wrestling. We've still got a couple of shirts from the now defunct Plat Blast 2020 presidential campaign. We haven't sent them all to Nigeria or Cambodia or nothing like that, so you still got some time to grab one before we ship the rest of them out. And many, many other cool designs. I say it week in and week out, if you love the content that we provide day in and day out here on The Chair Shot, the best way to make sure we keep providing that content day in and day out and expand the reach. We're an empire building, baby. We're an empire expansion right now. So if you love what we do, you like it, you love it, you want some more of it, make sure y'all go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. TheChairShot.com, we're not just a website, we're a movement. I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt. As always, I'm joined by the Commissioner PC Tunney and the illustrious Mr. Raymond Cash. Gentlemen, greetings and salutations.
Gentlemen, what's happening? Two quick things on my mind. Number one, ain't nobody in this game got better intro music than us. Nobody. We should either do like a release a CD or like a list or something, because like nobody got better intro game than us. Secondly, it's funny you say that you forgot the podcast you're on, because all of us, especially on this podcast, host about 17 of them each. I say what we do is what they say WWE should do all the time. Let's start a wrestling podcasters union. We're going to rise up and take over, take back what's ours, and get rid of the elites that run this wrestling podcast business. We coming for you, DeMarco.
Hell yeah, Noble Ray. Let's get it. Right on.
Power to the podcasters.
Right on. I feel inspired, Tony. How about yourself?
I'm just along for the ride, gentlemen. Thrilled to be here as usual.
With this this particular podcast, though, it really is like one degree of separation between every other show on thechairshot.com. Every article, every show, every tidbit, every everything.
Well, keep it a buck. Every show on this network is one step away from either me, you, or Tunny. So either all three of us are on every show or connected with a co-host who's on every show. That's precisely. We're the Kevin Bacons of the Cheshire Radio.
I like bacon. It's good. Platt doesn't eat pork anymore, though.
Hey, man, don't sleep on turkey bacon, though.
Yeah, that's not bacon. Turkey bacon. They shouldn't even put the word bacon after turkey. It should just be like, you know, hot turkey jerky.
Better taste, worse consistency.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You act like this, like when you go to the vegan spot and they got a vegan hamburger and it's like two rocks, three blades of grass, and some molasses. Like, this is actual bacon, sir.
I wouldn't know how to act. I'd never go to that spot.
Right, the vegan spot. What?
Y'all never heard about that? Like, they'll have like vegan fried chicken and it'll be like sawgrass and mildew.
That's a myth. No man's ever found the vegan spot.
On purpose.
And it's hilarious that's the case, because you know that that particular organ is the most sensitive in the body, and we still can't ring the bell every damn time.
Hey, keep it a buck.
Speak for yourself.
We all should eat better, but I can go to McDonald's right now and get two hot and spices and a large fry and a large drink for $5. For $5 at a vegan spot, I could probably get a glass of water.
Yeah, but it would have sawgrass and rocks and they'd call them minerals, but it would just be rocks floating at the bottom. You know what I mean? Sediment.
Let me walk outside to the ditch real quick and get some of this dirt in here and clean it out real fast.
That's what they do. They just charge you $36.55 for it.
Yeah, I'm with Ray. I'm going to McDonald's.
We're gonna go to McDonald's. We're going to McDonald's here in about 2 weeks, huh?
Friday.
Is it this? You know how much comes. I know there's a bandwagon nerds.
Shout out to PC Tunney. He talked about it on Chairshot Radio this morning, or yesterday morning, since it's Tuesday. Sorry,
yeah, PC Tunney dude is a dick.
Word. Word.
I like him.
Who said that?
Dog. Coming to America, Raya and the Last Dragon, something big on HBO. I don't think it's Godzilla versus Kong, but something else. Like, a lot of big shit is coming out this weekend. Oh, the movie with Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley is this weekend.
Is it?
Chaos Walking. Yeah. Like, big stuff coming out this weekend, bro. Like, the movies are back.
WandaVision finale, UFC 259.
NBA All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, we're not excited for that this year.
AKA COVID Coochie 21. Like that, like that's what I'm gonna do. That's gonna be the next shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. If you went to the All-Star game, we're gonna have shirts up there talking about I survived COVID Coochie 21.
Hey, y'all thought the Freak Nick was dead. Nope. It's come back full circle.
Nothing dies, it just mutates. Kinda like the COVID Coochie.
21. Well done.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with some NFL talk. Stay with us.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
More breaking free agent news in the NFL, this time on the defensive side. And it looks as if J.J. Watt has chosen a destination. And I don't think it's a destination that anybody was going to be wagering any money on out in Vegas. He's headed to the Arizona Cardinals and will be signing a two-year, $31 million contract with 23 of those millions of dollars guaranteed. Now, I know his wife just signed to play soccer in Chicago. His brother plays in Pittsburgh. He lives in Wisconsin. He will be playing next season and the season after for the Arizona Cardinals.
and his position is in Birmingham, Alabama. It's like he's just all four corners of the United States.
That's way funnier than I expected that to be. Well done.
I appreciate it. I have my moments. You know, gentlemen, it's funny because from an aesthetic standpoint and everything that I know about J.J. Watt and what he stands for and just everything, and from everything that I know from living out in Arizona, on the surface, it makes perfect sense. It seems like he should have been playing for Arizona his entire career. Now, the only thing else I need is for Gronk to sign with the Cardinals, and I smell reality TV show, guys. Don't say you wouldn't watch that. Don't lie and say you wouldn't watch that.
Gronk is an alumni of the greatest university ever created on God's green earth. University of Arizona, let's go Wildcats, bear down. What's up? Woo-woo!
I was about to say, man, he didn't go to the University of Louisville, Ohio State, Bowling Green. Yeah.
I wish you guys could see my face right now.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about J.J. Watt and one of the greatest universities in the United States. Been retired from Playboy's college party list for more than three decades. We're talking about the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, that's because all the hot chicks moved to Arizona.
Honestly, I do know a bunch of girls that I went to high school or went to other high schools when I went to high school. A lot of them went to Arizona State.
Yeah, I was dead ass, man. I was cracking. I was facting, but I was cracking and facting simultaneously. But J.J. Watt, yeah, this one came out of left field, gentlemen. Especially at that dollar price for Arizona. I mean, I know how the Cardinals do. They're not bringing him in there just to play football. They're also bringing him in there to be an ambassador on the Larry Fitzgerald side of the game. That's why they paid him so much money, because he represented the team very well, and you can trot him out to all the functions and stuff like that. I'm not surprised he went to a warm weather city. Obviously, we're all shocked it was Arizona, because we were all under the impression that J.J. cared about winning. And there's a lot of talent there in Arizona. I think I'm a little higher on Kyler Murray than you two gentlemen are. I think he has an opportunity to be very special, but not with a fucking Jay Cutler West out there, a.k.a. Cliff Kingsbury. He just kind of looked like Jay Cutler to me. I don't know anything about his politics or how he is personally. He seems cool, but he shit the bed last year, because that should have been an 11-win team, especially when we saw how Seattle went out. They should have easily been in that playoff spot and maybe even won that division. And I put it squarely, solely, all at the feet of Cliff Kingsbury. So, interesting move by Watt. Perhaps he knows something we don't. You also have to question how much he has left in the tank for a guaranteed $24 million. Guess we'll stay tuned.
You know, so, of course, any player of that ilk and of that age would love to play in a warm weather city. I have family in Phoenix. Half of my entire family is from Phoenix, so I love the Valley. Love it. It's my second home. Beautiful place to live. Great places to live. It's warm. I get all that. University of Phoenix Stadium is one of the best in the country. All that's great. But this also is a football decision. And you're right about the offense. I can't speak about the offense right now. Cliff Kingsbury and what he's doing is another conversation. But on that defense right now, since 2012, the two people who have the most sacks in the NFL are both in the Cardinals. Chandler Jones, J.J. Watt. That's ridiculous. And then you got Buda Baker and Patrick Peterson in the back. They're building something that could be very formidable in a division that is, quite frankly, wide open. I know the Rams are better, but call me crazy if not. We don't know what Seattle's going to do. We don't know what they're going to do, right? Who's the other team? Who's the other team in the – it's the Rams. It's the – oh, the 49ers. You got Jimmy Pornstar over there who might not even be there next week, but you know he's no good. And Matt Stafford, the Rams are the class of the division, but Matt Stafford has never seen an interception he didn't want to throw. So, like, they have a real chance if they really get some steam and Kingsbury can get his offense together to really make some noise.
You guys make a lot of good points, but there's some things I completely disagree with you on. First, I'll start with that this seems like money to me. J.J. Watt was not getting anywhere near this amount of money being thrown his way from any other team. And he said, you know what? That's not bad. because he's literally going to a team that is no better than third in their division next year. And in fact, I will tell you right now, the Arizona Cardinals probably will finish fourth in that division. San Francisco will be better. They will be healthy on defense. Seattle will still win games. Russell Wilson isn't going anywhere, people. And the Los Angeles Rams have a much better quarterback than they had. It doesn't make sense to me. And you talk about the defensive side? Yes, over the last 9 years, those two guys have the most sacks. You want to know what else those two guys have in common? Neither of them is in their prime anymore. And BTW, Patrick Peterson is not going to be an Arizona Cardinal next year. This decision doesn't make sense to me. I'm not telling you this from a Green Bay Packers perspective, fan point. I'm saying it from a perspective of there are much better situations than J.J. Watt could have found himself in if he was winning was his main goal. So my main point here is I think the amount of money that they're giving him and guaranteeing him is probably three times the amount of money that anybody else was going to guarantee him over the next 2 years.
Can I tell y'all a dirty little secret about Patrick Peterson? Because I saw quite a few Arizona Cardinal games last year. It pains me to say. I'm not going to say he's washed. He's not washed. But you know how when you turn the washer on before you load the clothes in and you let a little bit of water run and you maybe put your bleach and your detergent in there before you throw everything in there and it actually starts washing? What's it, preload or pre-rinse or pre-wash? He's pre-wash. He's pre-rinsed right now.
You got them fancy-ass washing machines. Mine's just starting. I'm just saying.
I go down to the vegan. I go down to the vegan spot, and then I take the grass and the rock and the water they give me, and then I just get it all nice. And that's what I thought that's what vegan was, like Latin for laundromat or something.
Do you also dress in a bow tie and suspenders with the top hat and a really long beard?
Stop following me, Ray.
Oh, my bad.
It's Latin for a laxative in my book.
Hey, it will keep you clean.
Get you regular.
So you say Patrick Peterson will be there next year, and that may be the case. But if we're gonna do that, then we need to have the very strong conversation about the fact that you think that Russell will be there next year, and I don't. And Blatt, do you think Russell will be there next year?
No, actually, I don't. And you know, we heard this about a month ago. There was a little bit of chatter, or somebody asked Russell, and he gave like a nondescript answer because you know Russell is one of the best ever at playing the game. In quotation marks, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know. Maybe is he just tired of getting his ass beat and running for his life every game, every season since
the
boom? Is that what it is?
Yes. And keep it a buck. Tom Brady has empowered these dudes much like LeBron did in the NBA. So these dudes now are finally saying, I'm going to get my worth. And with Russ, it's not money because he's making a lot of money. But it's that, like, he realizes I'm already small. Not just short, but I'm not a big guy either. I can't keep running. And then the thing that was best about my game, my improvisation, I can't do that because I'm running for my life. So now I'm making bad plays on top of that. Let me go somewhere where I can be either a big city where it can be worth it for me, not just monetary, not just from a team perspective, but monetarily, or go to a team where I know I'm good. So that takes Seattle out the game. And San Francisco, I feel you. San Francisco may have a better defense because they're younger, and I love their offense, but the NFL is the most parity-ridden league in all the sports. So literally first can go to fourth and fourth can go to first in a heartbeat. And so, you know, you already have my boy DeAndre. DeAndre is like a Kawhi Leonard leader. He's not going to talk. He's just going to do stuff. Then you're going to have JJ coming in, who we know is an actual verbal and emotional leader. Maybe he's the missing piece. We don't know how this is going to affect. You were the same guy, and I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm just being analytical here. You were the same guy that thought that the Buccaneers would go 8-8 because you didn't think Tom Brady would be a big step, Tony. So, yeah, yes. Yes, Persimony Christopher.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me because I said that's not true. I said they go 7-9. No, I know. Oh, we
tell the truth. So you don't know what these off-season adjustments and additions are going to do, especially not just on the field, but in the locker room.
I just don't know what he has left in the tank. And I don't, if I'm him, why would I want to waste my twilight years dealing with Cliff Kingsbury? Now, the Russell Wilson thing, I would say it's 50-50 he's back there next year, which a month ago, hell, 2 weeks ago, I would have thought it was, 100%. So I say 50-50, but there's about a 35% chance of that.
Whenever a 70% of the time it works.
You can come up with statistics to prove anything. 82% of people know that.
Hey, whenever a dude says, hey, I don't want to go, but if I do go, here's the four places. Like, if you start giving out places you want to go, you're already gone.
Yeah. The problem is with the four places, I mean, who can offer him something? I know the Jets got a high draft pick this year.
The Jets ain't on the list. The list was the Raiders because of Vegas. You got the Cowboys because it's the Cowboys. The Saints because it's the Saints. And the team he should go to that makes perfect sense for both parties is the Bears.
I heard Alex Smith is going to the Bears.
On that list. That's
weird.
What'd
you say, Tony?
I heard Alex Smith is going to the Bears.
To do what?
I don't even want to jump in there because I like Alex Smith too much.
I'm going to tell you something, though. Don't sleep if he ends up out there in Vegas. Don't sleep. Because Vegas ain't terrible. They got a lot of good pieces. Obviously, Derek Carr is not it. I actually think they should have started Mariota because the team actually looked a lot better with Mariota in there. And Gruden is a Mariota guy. He's always liked him. So I wouldn't sleep on Vegas if he goes out there.
I actually think Derek Carr is the guy. I think he earned the job. But also, you're talking about a West Coast team. Why don't you have Alex Smith go back home? Go back to San Francisco where you were drafted.
Oh, I was talking about Russell because I was saying if he goes to Vegas, he can also get his wife a residency out there on the Celine Dion side of the game. So everybody making money.
I think
he named Vegas as a city.
Yeah, San Francisco would much rather have Jimmy G than Alex Smith.
Well, young, cheaper. I get it. No, you're right. But I'm just saying Alex Smith could be a good backup.
No, I bet you it sounds like he's going to end up playing for the Bears.
That's crazy, but okay. Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace just trying to get fired. So, it's good. It is what it is.
You would think, right?
Well, everything they've done thus far has led for you to believe. They don't want money, clearly. They don't want millions of dollars.
I haven't seen a self-sabotage job like that since Daryl Morey said, fuck China. Like, how the fuck did you think that was going to go? You clearly wanted to lose your job. You clearly didn't want to be there anymore. Because you're not dumb. We know you're not a dumb guy. I disagree with some of his philosophies on building a team. I don't think he takes personality and chemistry into effect. I think he looks at these guys like they're chess pieces on the board and not actual human beings. But you're not dumb.
They're a commodity.
But you're not dumb. So to say that, you clearly didn't want to be there anymore. I don't know why. I guess, Ray, you can lead some prudence to that. But we're not even talking in NFL, NBA yet. We're still on the NFL. My bad. Y'all know I tangent a lot. And I'm sober, so.
Yeah, we got too much stuff to do tonight to have fun right now.
Yeah.
All right, folks. That is what we're going to talk about today for the NFL. Well, one thing we can guarantee you is that in the next 2 years, J.J. Watt will be $23 million richer.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And exponentially Tanner. Because it's Arizona, the sun shines a lot.
Yeah, but he could wear like long sleeve shirts and put on sunblock.
Nobody's wearing long sleeve shirts in 115 degree Arizona heat, bro.
I should have never stopped.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a solo. But tonight, don't call it a comeback.
All All right, gentlemen, the biggest UFC pay-per-view card that I can think of in a long, long while. We have not one, not two, but three championship belt matches. And I'm looking forward to all three of them. We could start with the bantamweight fight. Petr Yan is taking on Aljamain Sterling, and Aljamain has looked pretty, pretty good to me. So good, in fact, that Ray, I'm picking the upset of Aljamain Sterling going over Petr Yan here. We can start with that matchup for you.
I'm not the most versed in watching Sterling. I think I've seen maybe one of his fights, and he had to have looked good to have gotten to this point to get a title fight. But I'm not sold on Petr Yan. I know he's a fantastic fighter, but that division is just so up and down and dangerous that I might be with you. I could see the upset. These other two fights I'm going to be able to actually break down stylistically, but this fight, I don't know enough about it. But yeah, I just know that Yan doesn't feel like a solid long-term champion to me. So he's right for upset.
Platt, any thoughts here?
No, I'm not qualified to have an opinion on this. I'm familiar with Yan. I've seen him. I've been impressed by him. But yeah, and let that be a lesson to some of y'all. You don't always have to say shit if you ain't got shit to say.
Well, I mean, he did have the big submission against Corey Sandhagen recently, so it leads me to believe that if he can get in there on Petr Yan and, you know, make his magic happen, he definitely has the reach advantage by 4 inches. So it's just a title fight that I'm looking forward to. Aljamain Sterling's a guy that's been on my radar. We can move on and definitely talk about Megan Anderson taking on Amanda Nunes. I mean, we all said that if you actually compared the men and the women together, Nunes is probably the best in the business and possibly the GOAT.
Nunes is unparalleled standing up against her. You will get dropped. You have no chance. Holly Holm got dropped. Holly Holm is a professional boxer. You will get dropped. You will get beat. The only way to even question her is trying to get her on the ground. But then, she's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. So it's like, you have no shot. She is the best fighter walking God's green earth right now. And I would put that in any sport. Like, I think she's the best fighter in the world, whether that's four ropes, a six-sided ring, a four-sided ring, or an eight-sided ring. She is that good. And Megan Anderson will be happy to get through two rounds. And I mean that because Megan Anderson's a really good fighter. I give her two rounds. Like, she's going to pull the Khabib eventually and just retire because nobody can touch her. That's how good Amanda Nunes is.
Well, I mean, Gina Carano been out here shitting the bed, so maybe that's an opening for Amanda Nunes. She can get some of that Disney money, maybe get into the next Expendables. She's a certifiable badass. I mean, she is. She's a certifiable badass. And we've been looking for that female action star for a while now, right? They tried it with Charlize Theron. Didn't really hit. They tried it with Angelina Jolie with the salt thing. I'm pretty sure that was supposed to be set up to be a franchise. That didn't really hit. We tried it with Gina. Yeah. We tried it with Rhonda. I think she was in a couple of movies. Why not give Amanda a try?
For the record, Jolie, salt was a fantastic movie. But Jolie is, I love it. But Jolie is so good as a dramatic actress that she couldn't flip that, right? The problem with Nunes doing that, and I know we're going on a tangent, is English isn't the first language. And that's going to be a hindrance for her, I think, if she used to actually try to go to Hollywood and, like, make a career out of that. I ain't mad at it, because God knows the only struggle she'll have in her life is trying to learn lines, because she ain't got no struggle in the damn octagon, that's for sure.
Shit, Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't say shit in the initial Conan the Barbarian, did he? I think he yelled when he cut James Earl Jones' head off at the very end. But I that's about it. I don't remember him having any lines in that Melon Farmer.
That was also like 1987. So
he did. He had a line. He had a line or two. Yeah.
We say it the same.
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you, and they hear the lamentation of their women.
Nunez could do that.
Crush your enemies.
All jokes.
See them driven before you, and they hear the lamentation of their women.
There you go. All jokes aside, though, yes, she's going to steamroll this young lady. And it's not that the young lady's not accomplished and very talented. She's just on another level right now. It's apples and orangutans.
All right, gentlemen, the most intriguing thing I think everybody is looking forward to is Israel Adesanya is looking to become a two-belt champion, joining the likes of Cejudo, Cormier, Amanda Nunes, we already talked about. But he's taking on the light heavyweight champion in Lon Blachowicz. It's interesting because Blachowicz is a bigger guy. I mean, you're going to clearly see the size difference. But at the same time, Adesanya is going to have that reach advantage. And I think he's the more skilled fighter.
Ooh, you think Blachowicz is a more skilled fighter than Stylebender?
No, I said Adesanya.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Adesanya is probably the most skilled fighter in MMA right now, on the men's side at least, in terms of ability to do the most. I mean, he's a badass he's a badass on the ground. He's a badass standing up. He's a beast in Muay Thai in the clinch. Like, he's really good at everything it takes. I don't know what his takedown. I can't think off the top of my head what his takeover defense looks like. Takedown defense. I'm sorry, but I know if he's on his back, he's still dangerous. So it doesn't really matter if he gets taken down, right? Blachowicz is he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. So it fights like this make me wonder. The size difference is a big, of course, is going to be the big thing. But will this be primarily on the ground or standing up? Because I think I would push it towards Blachowicz or Blachowicz, whatever his name is, Jan's way.
Blachowicz.
Thank you, sir. If it stays on the ground, because not only is he a black belt in jiu-jitsu, but he is a bigger guy. And that's going to wear on you eventually when you're not used to fighting guys 20 pounds bigger.
Did you watch this past weekend, did you watch Ciryl Gane defeat Jairzinho Rozenstruik?
I missed it, but apparently I didn't have to watch much because it was over with like a minute into the second round.
Well, it was a unanimous decision. I mean...
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it was a unanimous decision, and Rozenstruik just couldn't get in on him. When you actually saw those two guys together, Ciryl Gane was a bigger, quicker guy and just kept him at distance. You know, Jairzinho can rock anybody in a second. He has that kind of power, right? And especially that division.
Right.
I think that's the kind of fight you're going to see. It might not be the funnest fight to watch if Adesanya realizes the power that Blachowicz actually has and stays away from him, because I think he could easily pull off a Floyd Mayweather to win this belt. And last five rounds. That's not what we want to see.
Point.
That might not be his ideal strategy coming in, but you know, I just think about that watching this last fight. And Ciryl Gane is for real on a separate tangent there. Sorry.
And that's a great point. I'm going to give it to you, but I'm sorry. That's a great point because he is the faster guy. So he absolutely could duck and dodge and just get points, octagon control and whatnot. But I'm curious to see, because the one thing I can't remember is, does he have a chin? I don't remember seeing Adesanya get rocked very often. So I'd be curious to see if he takes some of these blows from this bigger dude, how will that make him feel? How will he respond?
When you're 20-0, you generally don't remember the guy getting hit that much. Platt, what are you thinking here? Big title fight, headlining this 3-title pay-per-view. Adesanya trying to make, once again, UFC history by becoming, the fifth or sixth 2-belt holder.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he does it.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Dana White's got to be...
expert analysis.
Dana White's got to be praying that he does. I mean, this is intriguing. This brings back John Jones, right, Ray?
This 100% brings back John Jones, because if the only reason John Jones comes back to light heavy is to fight Stylebender, because... everything John Jones has done, everything that's possible in that division, but Stylebender is the one person who's been calling him out for like 2 years now. So that's a super fight, number one. Number two, this reminds me so much of Roy Jones Jr. versus Frank Ruiz. And Blachowicz, whatever his name is much better than Ruiz was. But it just felt like this was almost set up to be a coronation for this smaller cat to come up and step up. And Adesanya is unstoppable right now, to the point where he is Anderson Silva cocky in the cage. Can he get Chris Weidman? I don't know. If anybody can do it, I think it'll be Blachowicz. but I think Adesanya gets the win. He is the more versatile fighter. He is faster. Now he's better at defense, and I think he can go the five rounds and get the points.
And I mean, look at it. UFC, and I've said this for years, they do professional wrestling better than professional wrestling. So it's set up perfectly. Adesanya wins. He's in there talking to shit. I'm the greatest of all time. And then all of a sudden, good God, there goes John Jones music. Now, the one thing that Adesanya does have going against him is the fact that the world's been on lockdown for almost a year now, which means the borders haven't necessarily been open, which means people haven't been traveling in and out, which means that it's probably been exponentially harder to get some cocaine. So John Bones Jones might actually... So, great for John and his mental health and everything he has going on. Not so great for the other fighters in the UFC, because this Melon Farmer hasn't had shit to do but train and get his mind right.
One last fight I want to mention, and a guy to look out for who has been a partner, training partner with Nurmagomedov and is being backed by Nurmagomedov, is Islam Makhachev taking on Drew Dober. And Makhachev could be the next Nurmagomedov in his dominance. The guy is really something to watch. So that, I believe, is your second fight on the main card. So just one last thing that I want you guys to look out for if you're watching that pay-per-view. Go ahead, Ray. Last thought here. UFC 259, three belts at once, baby.
All you comedians wanting to come in the game, that's how you set up a punchline. That shit hit me off, like, completely out of nowhere. That's the beauty of what UFC has been able to do right now, and having so many damn divisions, is you can have a fight, a card like this, where you have three title matches on the card, and it not hurt you going forward, because every pay-per-view can be headlined by a championship fight, and you can still have one of these super cards. I'm super excited. I can't wait. All three fights should be entertaining. They might not all be good. They might not all be long, but they'll definitely be entertaining. And I think we see two new champions at the end of the night.
I just want to say I really like watching Jan fight. He didn't come on my radar until this whole quarantine thing, but I think he's exciting. Every time I've seen him out there, I've been impressed and entertained. Sports entertained, if you will.
Well, Dana White is definitely making it easy for you to think that you're going to get your money's worth. Three titles on the line. Adesanya trying to become a double champ. Folks, we got a little bit of NBA talk for you, and that'll happen right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
The All-Star game that no one wants to play in, no one wants to go to, no one's really sure why they're having it. Gentlemen, and on the verge of the All-Star game, Atlanta Fire is their coach as well. Before we get to the All-Star game and our thoughts on what we've seen so far for who's going to be involved in some of the activities over the weekend, such as three-point dunk, skills challenge, etc. What are you guys?
Not those, Platt. Not those activities, Platt.
Okay.
Yeah, we're no Magic Mountain activities we've been talking about. What do you guys, do you think they should be even having this at all?
Of course not, but we know why they're having it. The same reason that they're playing the sports, period.
Must you know,
be the money.
Look, you can talk me into the All-Star game. You really can, because I can see, as much as I don't think they should have it, I can see the benefit of it. If I really turn off my brain, I'm serious, and turn off, you know, everything about me that questions logic, I can see that. But the issue with these skills, the skills competition and the three-point contest and the dunk contest is you are having now to bring other people who are not involved in this weekend and make them involved. And but you don't want everybody coming into the Atlanta for the weekend. You already said there's no sanctioned parties. There's no reason for anybody who is not an All-Star to be here. But yet now you want to bring in three or four extra people for the dunk contest at halftime. You want to bring in, I'm sure it's going to be six or eight people for the skills competition before the game, and so same amount of people for the three-point contest before the game. Like, that just seems so superfluous to me and just so extra. So, like, I get it. You got to get the All-Star game in. Cool, whatever. It is what it is. And it collectively bargained, all that. This other stuff doesn't make any sense to me.
None of this makes any sense. I mean, obviously, like I said, you follow the money. But if there isn't a work stoppage in the NBA after this weekend, coronavirus really is a hoax. And I say that as a melon farmer that battled it and beat it. If there's no sort of stoppage, I just don't see how you can pull this off and you're not going to lose some games somewhere down the line. Like, this just seems like a recipe for disaster. You're coming to a city that the Governor Kemp said Corona or pandemic spandemic. You know, Georgia was back open 15 minutes after the entire country shut down. So everybody's running around here like there is no corona. You've got these athletes who have, nobody said no to them since they were 13 years old and became the primary meal tickets for their families, and their entire lives revolved around them. So you got that. I talked last week about the entertainment that's going to be flying in. No need to go back down that road. If you were there, you were there. If you know, you know. I just don't see how this doesn't end up very badly. And I know the NBA has handled this whole pandemic better than the entire government of this country. So I have faith in them. Maybe they know something we don't.
I'll just say that it's in Atlanta because Turner is the one who has the rights to the All-Star game, and that's where Turner is.
Of course.
So it makes sense, obviously, on a production side. There's less people traveling if it's in Atlanta overall, considering there's more people on the production than the guys that are flying in. Now, granted, you could say that these people flying in are much more expensive and worth a lot more to the NBA, but that's what's going on.
They sure hope.
Yeah.
Oh, the NBA. My bad. I was about to say, yeah, they sure hope they're much more expensive and worth more, but we're talking basketball.
And it's interesting to note, you know, the Raptors had to miss a game this past week because they didn't have enough healthy players. So this still is something that's affecting them as of right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been multiple teams that have been out. San Antonio, Memphis, so they've all had a few. There's a couple other teams have had stoppages here. I believe that another game got postponed today. But, yeah, we're going to find out. The proof is in the pudding, because a week from Thursday is when they're supposed to reconvene from the All-Star break. So we'll see how many breaking news on the bottom line of ESPN says this many teams have stopped play for another week.
And real quick, so they're slated right now to play, what is it, 75 games this year. Is that correct? 72? Okay. So the NBA, excuse me, they know what they're doing. So they probably, before all this started, they probably said, you know what? If we can hit about 60, 65, we'll rock with that. So they probably padded the stats a little bit and threw a couple of extra games in there just for that very reason.
Players are going to want to get the games in, though, you know? Because that's when they're going to get paid. They don't finish those games, they ain't getting those checks.
Oh, that was a behind-doors meeting. That wasn't one they had with the players. That was the owner's meeting. That ain't got nothing to do with the players. That was behind closed doors. Turn off all your cell phones. Give them the jeebs at the door. Like, we don't want none of this leaking, but we need to have a conversion.
I'll give you proof of that. Because the NBA came out and said, as point-blank as possible, we will not have an All-Star game this year. And in the middle of the season, they're like, yeah, we probably should have an All-Star game. Like, you're literally going back on what was agreed upon at the beginning of the season between the NBAPA and the NBA. So, like, I have no doubt that, yeah, they were like, yeah, you know, if we can get to about 60 games, we're good.
Yeah.
I have no doubt.
And dirty little secret, the owners know they have all the leverage in the world, because at the end of the day, if they shut this shit down and the players don't get paid, that's going to be a problem, because most of these guys are living paycheck to paycheck. As crazy as it is to believe, or as crazy as it sounds, I'm dead ass. That's the truth.
Well, let's talk about some of the events that are happening on a basketball court, Chris, on a basketball court this weekend. Ray, you brought up the fact that there's a few guys already committed to the dunk contest. Their names are surrounded with that. Anfernee Simmons, Obi Toppin, and...
Cassius Stanley.
There you go.
Cassius Stanley.
There you go. What are we looking at here? What are you expecting from this dunk contest?
The coordination of the best dunker of the next few years. Obi Toppin, if you watched Obi Toppin at Dayton, shout out to Platt and the Ohio guys. Obi Toppin got game. I'm not saying he doesn't. But he was primarily known because he would dunk on Jesus if he was... He would dunk on Cthulhu. Like, he'd dunk on Godzilla.
Dude, I don't know, man. Do you ever read the Onion story when Jesus Christ went off for 50 points?
I'm not shocked, because if Prince can hoop, I don't doubt Jesus can.
He was like Jesus too little, man.
No, Jesus was... little. He was just a journeyman.
Wear him out in the post.
He was a journeyman small forward, but one night Kevin Willis used the Lord's name in vain and he went off for 50. Yeah, no, exactly.
Small,
yes.
Man. All you got to do is get him on the
that's
block.
That's right,
man.
Ray. Ray, you said that exactly right. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking forward. Kim, shout out. I know we're talking all this and we're going to speak more about this, but shout out to the fact that the Knicks are relevant for the first time since.
Yeah, bring it up.
Melo.
Yeah. Since 2004, 2005, I think they won 50 games that year. They lost in the semis. Eastern Conference semis, second round. I think they lost
to the Celtics.
Okay, there you go.
Nah, I'd at least give them 2008, 2009 when D'Antoni and Melo were there.
Melo was there in 2004, 2005. No, he wasn't. I'm tripping.
This is the latest in the season.
Still in Denver, then.
This is the latest they've been This is the latest they've been over 500 in a season since 2004, 2005.
And that's all that matters, man. The league is a lot more fun when the Knicks are relevant. I mean, the basketball mecca, Madison Square Garden. We can't get there and watch the games, but happening and they count. They're actually meaningful, so that means something.
Do you think LeBron feels like maybe they should have kept Julius Randle and got rid of Kuzma?
No.
That wasn't going to happen, and we've talked about why that wasn't going to happen, but I'm not going to go back there.
I don't think they regret it because Randall was always going to be more expensive than Kuzma, and because they had a plan of what they were trying to do anyway with their front court. But nonetheless, they got a ring out of it, so they don't care. But although, shout out to Julius Randle for letting people, and just like D'Angelo did last year, let these boys know that you have something to offer the league. And so this we're talking about Obi Toppin, who's probably going to be should be the star of the dunk contest. Julius Randle might be one of the stars of the All-Star game, because nobody is going to want to play. So these fringe guys are going to be the ones out here really giving it their all. These fringe guys and Dame Lillard, because Dame Lillard doesn't know how to turn that shit off.
Touche. So you can see maybe two-time champion Zach LaVine maybe sliding into the dunk contest just because he's there?
Nope.
No?
He's an All-Star now. He get paid much more. He gets paid too much money to be out there dunking with people. No. Like, that's the one thing about the dunk contest is, historically, once you get to a certain level, you don't do it no more because it doesn't behoove you to. That's why LeBron never did it, because he started at that level. You know what I mean? Everybody else ascended to that level eventually. And when they did, look at all the great players that were dunkers. Vince did it once. Kobe did it once. Jordan did it a few times in a different era, but like, of recent guys, they only do it one time because it doesn't behoove them to keep doing it, because of it does so much to your knees and to your body, and it's something else to focus on a weekend that you're there. This is their only break. So you want to have to focus on all this when it's your only break, when you're trying to win championships? Doesn't make any sense.
That's fair. That's fair. Now, we do have to say, though, that's a fairly new development. And by new development, I mean the last 20 years of basketball, where the top guys aren't necessarily in the dunk contest. You got a lot of these young up-and-comers trying to do something to make a name for themselves. Hell, that's how Zach LaVine got on my radar. I didn't know who that melon farmer was before that.
That's real.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't say 20 years, because within the last, I think, 10 or so, we've had Dwight Howard and Blake Griffin and guys like that.
Yeah, but they're bigs.
Okay.
They're bigs. And look, Dwight maybe. But nobody ever thought that Blake Griffin was one of the best players in the league. He was always a really good player. But, like, I'm talking about guys that can legit win MVP or consistent All-Stars all the time.
I'm just adding I'm adding to your point that that's even the best it's been in the last 15 years.
Good shout. Yes, sir. You are correct, Mr. Tunney.
Big difference from Dominique Wilkins, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, right?
Yeah, facts. Dr. J.
Yeah.
Fuck
Cleveland's own Larry Nance.
Dr. J should have been on the Milwaukee Bucks. Anyway.
One of these things is not like the other.
I know you ain't talking shit. He started in Phoenix.
You're right. And he's in the ring of he's in the Ring of Honor here, and I will never say he's one of the best players ever.
Shout out to Larry Nance, man. He's the reason why his son has work in Cleveland. Funny story, man, before we move on, because I know Tunney got somewhere to go with us. But it's weird. I remember when Larry Nance Jr. first got in the league, and they said, I looked at him and I said, Wait, that white dude is Larry Nance Jr.? Athletic young man, though. He's super athletic. He's a good energy guy. He's a guy that you want on the team, but he ain't his dad.
That's the same thing I said when they said, hey, we got this guy who's Michael Thompson's son, Clay. Who? Wait, what? Michael? You mean the guy who was number one pick for the Lakers? Michael Thompson? The Caribbean dude?
Yeah, you talking about old Tom Holland over there? Word? That's Michael Thompson's son?
It's like or Gary Payton Jr. Yeah. I'm not much power, more power to him, all love. These are just jokes, but it is very stark when you've lived your whole life watching a dude and you see their son, who oftentimes is a junior or something of the sort, and they look drastically different. It just really catches you off guard.
Yeah, I didn't really have anywhere else to go. I just thought we'd talk about the All-Star game a little bit, honestly. Hopefully, like, the opposite happens for the three-point contest. I know we brought this up beforehand. It's probably this last year. Is that opposite of the dunk contest, the three-point, yeah, you're going to put up an extra shot or two that night, but not a big deal. Do we see some of the big guns in the All-Star game, a la Steph Curry, you know, of that ilk, lining up for the three-point contest?
We do every year, don't we? I mean, dunks, you know, dunks are like home runs. They're always going to be crowd pleasers, but at the same point in time, as the league has gone more perimeter-oriented, and we talked about this in the pre-production meeting, the three-point contest seems like it's become the premier event during All-Star Weekend, because you do get some of the bigger names that come out there and participate.
This generation is way different than the last generation. The last generation wanted to be like Mike. This generation shoots like Steph, right? It's just everything changes. So the better stars in this league are shooters, right? They're guys that take shots. But I think the reason why it's an actual conversation, because you're right, every year the better players do, is because it's not on Saturday night. You got a night to rest, ice up, and come back the next day. It's directly before the game, which is why these coaches really got to play their game right, because you're going to have guys, if guys like Steph, or you mentioned Luka earlier, James Harden, Dame Lillard, if these guys really hop into this three-point contest because they love it, right, and that's a lot of extra shots on you, and it's practice, but it's a lot of extra shots on you, it's right before the game. And I'm talking like not even a full hour, like right before the game. Do you want to do that? Well, and if you do that, what's your minutes going to look like in the All-Star game? I'm really curious to see how they play this, knowing that these guys got to play right before this All-Star game, which you've made a big deal out of because you just didn't want to let it go. So that's what I'm interested to see, which makes me wonder, one, why they didn't either add more All-Stars or pick more first-time guys, or two, why they even had this shit in the first place.
Whoa, is that true? So is it all of the skills competition or just the three-point contest that's going to be taking place roughly an hour before they play the actual All-Star game on Sunday?
Skills and three-point contest are before the game. Dunk contest is at halftime.
Oh, well then, shit, scratch everything I just said. Literally, like, just pretend I didn't say anything.
It's a really crazy idea and thought process. You said it yourself. The NBA has pulled off everything they said they've wanted to over the past 18 months. I just think it's extra, and it does nothing good for your players, and it's not worth the couple of more millions of views you'll get on YouTube or on TV. But it is what it is. I just hope these boys stay safe in many ways. Wink, wink. And, you know, and hopefully, like you said earlier, Tony, hopefully we don't get the breaking news next week that, you know, such and such is out. Or such and such is missing games because, like, Steph Curry missed 3 games because of coach's decision. Wink, wink. Like, I hope we don't get one of those. So.
Yeah, I suck at that. And hopefully we get a pretty good game, because if they're doing the exact same format that they did last year, that fourth quarter of the All-Star game last year, that was like game 7 level intensity of game 7 in NBA Finals level intensity. So they're not doing that.
I don't think they're doing that, and that was a special thing for Kobe, because Kobe's competitiveness, especially in the All-Star game, is unparalleled. So that's what, to kind of put a bow on all this, you're going to see a lot of Julius Randle, a lot of Zion Williamson, a lot of Domantas Sabonis. You're going to see a lot of these guys who were picked by the coaches and who aren't the biggest of the big stars, on Devin Booker's, because they're the guys that, one, want to play, and two, can handle this extra load without it affecting the overall top to bottom of the league. So it still will be a fun game, but just don't expect to see 30 minutes of LeBron and Steph and KD and Jason Tatum and whatnot.
I'm just going to pray everything works itself out, because this just, the more and more I learn about it and hear about it, it sounds like such the shows of shit on the Matt Hardy side of the game. My goodness gracious. Be safe, gentlemen, every way around. Ladies, too. Maybe we'll have a good game. At least we got a game, I guess. I don't know. Ray, why don't you let the good folks know where they can find you, sir? Because, goddamn.
Yeah, this doesn't make no sense. You can find me at Don't Make No Damn Sense 21, a.k.a. It's Ray Cash, R-E-Y-S and Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars. Food for thought for you, ladies and gentlemen, and those in between. If the league really wants to continue to grow its relationship with the WNBA, you should have used this weekend to showcase them. That would have been a move. But yeah, I'm on the chair shot 4 days a week. The other days, they're trying to get me on. I'll let you play.
Not a bad idea, because they ain't doing shit. I'm pretty sure, you know, I don't know if all those European leagues are back up and running, because, you know, typically they'll split their time between here and overseas, the WNBA players. But, yeah, that would have worked. But, anywho, Tunney, where can they find you, sir?
You can find me at PC Tunney all over Chairshot Radio Network. Please continue to listen, and we thank you for your listenership.
Yeah, you basically just log on to thechairshot.com, close your eyes, and point to something, and you're pretty much guaranteed to see one of these two gentlemen that just spoke. That's kind of how this works right now.
And last thing, RIP Irv Cross, one of the true trailblazers, just for representation, for civil rights and everything else, getting drafted out of Northwestern by the Eagles, and then going on to be the first full-time national TV broadcast analyst as an African-American man.
Well said. Well said. R.I.P.
Rest in power!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And shout out to Canelo Alvarez. I don't know if you gentlemen knew this, but he had a fight this weekend, and he won. So good for him.
You know, want to know why I knew? Because, you know, Charlotte is now Hispanic, and I saw Charlotte and Andrade at the fight. So shout out to them.
See. Oh, boy, I'm sure Daddy Rick loves that, doesn't it? But, man, you guys can find me on Twitter. Go ahead, Ray.
Ashley, I was going to say Ashley Oropeza. Shout out to that. That would be her real name now if she marries Andrade. Sorry, two insider baseball, my bad. Carry on.
No worries, Nature Boy just had another coronary. You guys can find me on Twitter at The Real C. Platt. More importantly than that, again, I say it show in and show out, day in and day out. If you appreciate the content we all provide here at The Chair Shot, make sure you all go to prowrestlingtees.com/The Chair Shot and pick up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. We've got something for everybody. We got something you'll like. We got something you won't even mind rocking out in public. And when you see it, you're going to get compliments and you're going to get over. You know how I know that? Because I wear my Chair Shot t-shirts outside, and guess what happens? I get compliments, and I end up getting myself over. So go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Please and thank you. Thank you. And please tune in every single day. We've got a brand new Chair Shot show for you on Chair Shot Radio. Tunney and I, we're cooking up something really special for WrestleMania season. So that's going to be coming down the pipe sooner rather than later. So make sure y'all tune in and keep an ear to the streets for that one. Everything that's going on, just come holler at your boys and your ladies, all right? For the Commissioner PC Tunney, for the illustrious Ray Cash, I'm Christopher Platt. Thank you all for tuning in to the latest edition of Three Man Weave. We'll see you guys back here next week, same Platt time, same Platt channel. Until then, shalom.
The champ is here!
Alright, this is my shit right here.
The champ is here!
This shit is crazy, crazy.
The evil genius.
The champ is here!
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.